What's up, everybody? We are back for our 10th episode of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. It's our second episode of the new year, and we've got more great content for you today. Coming up, we have some fresh district news. We'll do a quick sports update from our winter teams over at Law and Foreign. And then we're going to be talking a little bit about the budget for the upcoming school year with a few quick comments from our very own Superintendent Dr. Anna Kutaya. There's plenty to come in this episode that you don't want to miss, so stick around. Students from Foreign and Law met at Parsons last week for a model UN conference. Members involved have been learning about diplomacy, international relations, and the United Nations in preparation to engage in strategy, negotiation, and effectively communicate with one another. The academic calendar for the 2023-24 school year is out now, so for anyone who wants to start thinking about when to book that Florida vacation in the middle of December next year, you can find it on our website, as always, at milforded.org. School meals for purchase have officially returned. Don't forget you can always go fill out a reduced price application for review. If your child's account balance stands at zero, there's no need to worry. We know it's been a long time since we followed a meals for purchase operation, and we recognize it'll take time for everyone to get used to it again. No child will ever be denied a meal or shamed in any way due to a negative school meal account. The department will be in contact with families should a negative balance occur and have a conversation on how to resolve the situation. It's that time of year again when high school students start selecting their courses for next year. School counselors will be working with students over the next several weeks, and parents are encouraged to work with their child throughout this very important process as well. Keep an eye out for a new and improved program of studies, as our district has been working very hard on our career pathways presence. That's all we have for news today. Coming up next, we have a quick sports update from our winter teams over at Foreign and Law. Foreign's wrestling team has really started to rack up the wins this season. They're now 17-6 on the year and recently picked up a 61-17 win over Darien. Prior to that, they also swept their way through East Lyme, Staples, Brookfield, and Guilford. The Lions will be back in action today, hitting the road to take on Fairfield Ward, New Canaan, and Shelton. Jonathan Law's wrestling team recently went 2-2 at the Ellis Tech Duels and then got a nice win over Shelton. They are now 10-8 on the year and will look to carry some momentum into their next outing tomorrow morning at the Snitkin Duels in Norwich. Jonathan Law's gymnastics team is coming off a win against Foreign to take a 1-0 lead between the two on the season. Law is now 5-2 on the year and will look to stay in the win column in their next meet with Oxford and Pomperog next Sunday at home before they make their way over to Foreign for the rematch on Saturday, January 28th. Foreign's girls basketball team has won 3 straight games, taking down Laurelton Hall, Wilbur Cross, and Career Magnet. They are now 10-2 in the year and will look to keep the winning streak alive in their next game against Sheehan on Tuesday night. This is also their strongest start to a season through 12 games since they started 8-4 during the 2018-19 season. It's without a doubt one of their best teams we've seen in nearly 2 decades. They've passed their win total from last year already. The most they've had dating back to the 2006-2007 season is 13 in 2013. They will look to surpass that relatively soon. Foreign's boys team has won 4 of their last 6, coming off a pair of wins against Amity and Pomperog. After an 0-4 start, they are now 4-6 on the year. They'll look to keep that momentum alive tomorrow at 1:45 p.m. at Foreign. It's a great game to attend if you're looking for something to do during the afternoon. As the Lions look to trend towards a 500 record, your support is always a huge boost. Finally, Jonathan Law's boys basketball team is coming off a 54-39 win over Bullard Havens Tech. They're now 8-2 in the season and will be keeping plenty busy as they play in the second game of a back-to-back tonight against 6-3 Sports and Medical Sciences Academy out of Hartford, Connecticut. They'll then play Notre Dame West Haven on Tuesday at Law, and then they'll be facing off with Foreign again next Friday at 7 p.m. I think that should be a really interesting test for both teams at this point in the season as the Lions have found some momentum of their own. That's all we have for sports today. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the budget for the upcoming school year, featuring special guest Dr. Anna Kutaya with more to comment. Stick around. Superintendent Dr. Anna Kutaya recently went over the budget plan for the 2023-24 school year. This week, the Board of Ed approved Dr. Kutaya's proposal in full. Here's everything you need to know. The Board of Ed's proposed budget is sent to the mayor's office no later than February 1st, but this is only the first step of a very lengthy process. It's packaged together with the mayor's recommended budget and sent to the Board of Finance, who then review the proposed budget package for several weeks and hold many public meetings to hear more details about the department requests. The Board of Finance concludes its work with a vote. The resulting document becomes the Board of Finance's recommended budget. Next, the recommended budget goes to the Board of Aldermen, where they conduct their own review of the budget documents and hold a series of additional departmental meetings to learn more about the money requested. These are also public meetings. The Board of Aldermen conclude their work with a final vote, which is usually in May. After all these steps, the resulting document finally becomes the City of Milford adopted budget for the 2023-24 school year. Make sure to show up in May for support as the Board of Aldermen vote. I'm here with Dr. Anna Kutaya. Anna, now that your proposed budget has been approved, can you tell us what opportunities this budget will allow?
Well, this budget will certainly allow us to build upon the great foundation we have of programming and initiatives for our young people and the support we have for staff members. But an extension of that would include the World Language Program at the elementary school. We'll be able to finally round that out and next year offer preschool through fifth grade Spanish, one of the very few school districts in the state that can offer world language at the elementary level. We also will be expanding our certified nursing assistant program. There's a high demand at the high school, so we'll be adding sections of that. We'll be looking at science-based experiences for elementary kids. We have a middle school math program that is being piloted this year. We're making a decision, and there will be some new elements to middle school math next year. We'll have replacements of robots and instruments. We'll be purchasing pottery wheels. And, of course, always reinvesting in our safety and security infrastructures and upgrading cameras and some other systems that we need to continue to keep our schools safe. So those are the big highlights of the 23-24 budget.
Were there any particular challenges this year?
Yeah, there were actually many hurdles along the way, right out of the gate, before we even started building upon the great programming. We were faced with big salary and benefit line increases. So we're in the first year of a three-year new contract with the teachers, so that is usually a big increase in that first year. We're also, as we noted to the public a couple years ago, we hired counselors for the elementary schools through grants, and those grants are expiring. So as we anticipated, we are moving some of those counselor salaries over the general fund, and we're doing that over the course of 3 years. We have increasing special ed costs, transportation costs. There are a couple of costly state mandates that were unfunded by the state, so we have to take those expenses on locally. So those were big challenges, actually, right from the start of the budget building process. So that's what we were facing.
Residents are always welcome to attend these budget meetings at any time. Stay tuned and we'll keep you posted on the schedule. That just about wraps up today's episode. As always, thank you for listening and tune in next time for our most prevailing stories to date.